With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Israel's military said it carried out new airstrikes against Hamas militants in Gaza, testing the ceasefire that began October 10th.
Health officials in Gaza say Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 24 people and wounded at least 54 others, including children. Israel contends it launched the strikes after an armed terrorist crossed into an Israeli-held area and shot at troops in southern Gaza. No soldiers injured. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says the airstrikes have killed five senior Hamas members.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The strikes occurred amid international momentum on Gaza, with the UN Security Council Monday approving the U.S. blueprint to secure and govern the territory. A fire aboard a Los Angeles container ship prompted concern over hazardous materials in the air.
A massive container ship at the Port of Los Angeles caught fire Friday, prompting a shelter in place for nearby residents after officials with the Coast Guard and the L.A. Fire Department said hazardous materials were on that ship. Fire Captain Adam Van Gerpen.
We know that there was lithium ion batteries there. We know that there was other hazardous waste, but we don't know specifically which ones burned.
Officials say it was an electrical fire which caused an explosion. It took more than 100 firefighters working overnight to get the blaze under control. The ship moved out to sea where fireboats continued to douse the flames. I'm Julie Walker.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham says a football player stabbed two teammates Saturday morning, hours before the game against the University of South Florida. UAB says both wounded players are in stable condition. A suspect is in custody. The university not releasing the names of those involved, but county records show Daniel Mincy was arrested and charged. This is SRN News. Washington, D.C. is preparing for a big Christmas concert next month.
It's set to take place December 17th at the Kennedy Center and will feature contemporary Christian musicians, a living nativity, and readings from the Bible. It's the kind of event that President Trump promised to bring to the Kennedy Center when he dismissed board members and changed the focus of the venue earlier this year. The center is a federal government entity, having been established in 1971 as a memorial to President John F. Kennedy and venue for the performing arts. Michael Harrington reporting.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, the first female U.S. ambassador to Greece, has visited the head of the Greek Orthodox Church, telling him he was the first person she called after being nominated to her new post. Guilfoyle visited Archbishop Hieronymus II after presenting her diplomatic credentials to Greece's president earlier this month. She is a former California prosecutor and Fox News host. The 87-year-old archbishop told the ambassador he would be praying for the president. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court's considering whether to weigh in on President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship.
The Supreme Court is meeting in private with a high-profile case on its agenda. President Donald Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship that would deny citizenship to children of people who are in the country illegally or temporarily. The court could say as soon as Monday whether it will hear the administration's appeal of lower court rulings that have blocked citizenship restrictions. They have not taken effect anywhere in the United States. If the court agrees to step in, arguments probably will be heard in the spring, with a decision expected by early summer.
That's Supreme Court correspondent Mark Sherman. At least five families say their babies were treated for infant botulism after consuming ByHeart formula months before the current outbreak was detected. More than 30 babies have been treated. ByHeart recalled all of its products nationwide November 11th. More details at srnnews.com.